I'd like to see the Bulls continue what they've restarted and get those 100-plus points. I think that's going to be key to the win, getting those points in transition. So for the Bulls, having a good offensive flow, getting a lot of people involved, getting points in transition. Those are our keys to the game here on the Windy City Bulls pregame show. Let's go courtside. We have we're going to hang up here just a little bit longer before we go down to courtside.
Do you have, real quick, I mentioned a player of the game. Do you have a player of the game that you've got in mind that you really want to see just real quick before we send it down?
Before we send it down, the player of the game, in my opinion, it's going to be I'm going to go with the guy filling in for Archie Yacko. I'm going to go with Cameron Payne, setting things up, getting those passes out there quickly in transition and making the Bulls offense go. So now we are ready to go down courtside for Joey Alexander, Anna Stamick, and Blake Gallivan, who will have the call of the Windy City Bulls against the Grand Rapids Drive.
And welcome here to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. I am here with Blake Galvin and Anna Stanback as we are here on a frigid Wednesday night for some G League basketball as the Windy City Bulls host the Grand Rapids Drive into the wonderful Sears Center. How are you guys doing today, Blake and Anna?
Well,
before we actually get to talking, we have to send it down for the national anthem by Amber Johnson. We'll be right back. That was Amber Johnson with your national anthem. Again, I'm Joey Alexander here with Blake Galvin and a stand back here for some Windy City Bulls basketball on sportstownchicago.com. Today, the Windy City Bulls host the Grand Rapids Drive, who bring a 17-18 record into today's play to go against the 13-19 Windy City Bulls, who are currently on a season-long five-game losing streak, as the Drive are on a three-game winning streak. So a little different paths these teams are on right now. So Anna, what do you say the Bulls got to do to beat this Drive team to get out of this losing streak as they get some home cooking?
Be aggressive defensively, get rebounds, make easy points, get under the basket, things like that.
And Blake, what would you say your keys to the game as they are about to introduce your Windy City Bulls?
Well, they're definitely a quick team. I'd say be very, very physical. Be quick to the basket and don't allow silly passes. Keep control of the ball and play some good basketball.
Yeah, it's pretty much fundamentals, I'd say. Like you guys both said, simple things. Don't turn the ball over, no extra possessions, get some offensive rebounds. Play tough, you know, especially in the fourth quarter. Seems to be their kryptonite lately or most of the season. And like me and you, Blake, were talking about earlier, if you look at the stat line, you know, Windy City ranks eighth in three-point field goal percentage while dishing out the six most assists with 22.7 and surrendering just six fewest turnovers. So if you look at that on paper, it's a lot better than a 13-19 team. But what do you think the reason why they are 13-19, not over 500?
You know, I think we've seen it time and time again where the Bulls have trouble closing out games. It really seems like they're gassed out by the close to the end of the fourth and don't have enough left in the tank to sustain a healthy lead. So they just really got to play the full 48 minutes and not take any downtimes here. Because the numbers do say that they should be around 500, right?
Yeah.
If not better. But it's just closing out games, and I think they should be working on that and finish strong.
Yeah, Windy City's last game was against the Texas Legends. They lost 111-102, and before that they lost Salt Lake City 124-103. So two tough losses there, and then also the I almost said Pistons, the Grand Rapids Drive faced Delaware the other night and lost. Actually, won 121-113. So they're riding a hot streak. They're sitting right in the middle of the conference in the Central, as the Bulls are the bottom feeders at the moment. Bulls, you look on paper, are averaging 108.9 points a game, while Drive just 103. So they have them there, and they're allowing more points in the Drive. So again, you need to step up on defense. And let me get you guys today's starting lines for today's tip-off. The Drive are going to start Kate Felder at the point guard position, Reggie Hearn, Northwestern product, at the shooting guard position, Bryce Johnson from North Carolina at the forward, Jamel Morris from Fairmont State at the other guard position, and Landry Nanoko at center from Clemson. And for your Windy City Bulls, Jarrell Eddy at the guard, Jalen Johnson playing forward, Cristiano Felicio coming down from the Big Bulls to play center, along with the league leader in points in the G League, Antonio Blakeney, along with Cameron Payne making his season debut for the Windy City Bulls, as he's going to come down here and get some time. The uniform colors are the Grand Rapids Drive wearing blue coloring with red lettering and red stripes on the side. Windy City white jerseys with red lettering or the red stripe on the side. Looks like Landry Nanoko will get the tip versus Jalen Johnson as we get set for action here at the Sears Center. Hopefully we get a good ball game here and come home with a Windy City win.
Ooh, I like that. Windy City win.
There you go.
I like that too.
I've been practicing, guys.
I can tell. Probably right before bedtime.
Yeah, a little
bit. In the mirror.
Wait, you've done how many games now? You couldn't have figured that out the first time you were on the air?
It's my second one. So.
No excuses.
Repetition. It's all repetition.
Oh, looks like it's going to be Felicio taking the tip off for Windy City against Landry Nanoko. And we're just about to get set. And Nanoko tips it, and it is Drive ball to lead off. Kay Felder bringing the ball up. Gives the Hearn on the top, over. Oh, and a quick pass out of bounds, as that was a quick turnover by Jamel Morris. He wished he could have that one back. Windy City ball going the other way.
Really quick, guys. We heard in the pregame interview that Charlie Henry had the pleasure of talking to San Martino. That ball almost actually went over by Coach Charlie Henry. Almost messed up his hair.
Don't mess up
his hair. If you heard the pregame interview, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. And that ball under Jalen Johnson with a good move and easy two-point layup.
Yeah, he was underneath the basket. It was about 2-3 Grand Rapids surrounding him. He was still able to make the easy layup underneath the basket.
Kay Felder going to take the quick shot on the right side of the wing. No good. Over the top of the backboard. Windy City ball. Looks like Jalen Johnson do the inbounding. So kind of a sloppy game to get started here. It's 2-0 Windy City. Just about 30 seconds here into the game.
Are you going to say it's a sloppy 47 seconds?
Yeah. And Cameron Payne brings the ball up, gets the screen by Felicio, and takes a quick shot from the elbow, and it's good for Cameron Payne. 2 points.
Yeah, it was definitely good. He rolled right off the screen, made a two-point jump shot right there at the bottom of the key there.
Kate Felder drives it up quick. Quick shot off the far right wing for Hearn. No good. Rebounded by the Drive. Kicked out the three, and goodbye. Oh, back up to Jarrell Eddy. Jarrell Eddy gets the Cameron Payne. Cameron Payne looking crossed for Blakeney for the three on the corner. No good. Felicio gets a tip. Oop.
Yeah, that just comes down to hustle right there. Yeah, you got to go after that ball.
Kay Feller again, quick pass out to Hearn from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Jarrell Eddy. Jarrell Eddy going to bring the ball up past the timeline for the Windy City Bulls. Gets guarded by Hearn. Kicks it back. Jalen Johnson in the top three. No good off the back of the rim for Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, it was no Bulls underneath the basket to even get a rebound.
Kay Felder straight to the basket around the defenders and good for the little man Kay Felder. He's a ex-Bull. He played a few games with Windy City. We got the pleasure to see him play.
He's a very talented player.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great underneath the basket, how he rocked the ball underneath, cuffed underneath him to make that play.
Kay Felder off the Bulls miss, brings it up. Hearn going to get it, take the drive. He takes a nice under the basket, moved by the Northwestern product. Hearn has a little bit of homecoming tonight. And Cameron Payne brings the ball back up between the circles. Blakeney at top of the key, gets a seek screen from Felicio. Going to look around, pass back to Felicio. Kicks it out to Payne, 4-3 from the left wing. Good for Cameron Payne. That's first points of the night.
He's not the most consistent jump shooter, but that was a nice shot.
Kay Feller with a crossover on Cameron Payne. Kicks back out to Johnson. Bryce Johnson, good for three.
That was excellent ball movement for Kay Felder to see the open man to dish it out for the three-pointer.
Yeah, he left Cameron Payne back in the dust there with a quick crossover. But Cameron Payne's going to try to do back the favors. He gets the ball out to Felicio from the right wing here. Looking at Cameron Payne looking for a pass, not open. And a bad turnover to Jamel Morris. Jamel Morris drives on Jalen Johnson, who good tough defense. And it's going to be out of bounds. Windy City ball.
See, that was one of the points I brought up. Those silly passes early in the game, you can't do those. Those points will rack up, but I can guarantee you that this team will not just miss every single shot off every turnover.
No, it's definitely going to start turning the points. And here we go. Cameron Payne gets the ball at the top of the three-point line. Going to look to dish it out to Antonio Blakeney in the left wing, the left corner. No good again for Blakeney as he's off to an 0-2 start for the Windy City Bulls. The Bulls are going to win. They're going to need him to get into a rhythm as Kay Felder shoots a three, and it's good for Kay Felder. It's 5 points now. Windy City losing 12-7 with 8:30 left in the first quarter here. Cameron Payne, tough layup, no good. Jalen Johnson gets the rebound at about a three-point line. Payne again shoots. Three-point good for the left wing four, Cameron Payne.
I'm cooling down, he's got the hot hand.
Oh, no one down low for Windy City, leaving wide open Hearn. Good find by Jamel Morris, and Carly Henry is not going to be happy with that, as Windy City will take a timeout to talk that over, and we will also take a timeout. We'll be back right here for Windy City Basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
I'm Charlie Henry, and your home for Windy City Bulls basketball is SportsTownChicago.com.
Leg out.
And welcome back to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates for the Windy City Bulls versus Grand Rapids Drive. We're still early in this one with 8:06 left in the first quarter as Grand Rapids leads Windy City 14-10. Blake, what do you like what you've seen so far from Windy City and what not good before we resume action real quick?
Well, I wasn't too happy seeing a couple sloppy passes 47 seconds into the game and then a couple turnovers a few possessions later. I like their passing, though. I like the idea that they're trying to pass the ball around and really get everybody contributing. Cameron Payne, like I said, isn't the most consistent jump shooter, but he's drilled 2 3-pointers thus far. So I'm definitely liking that from him.
Yeah, Cameron Payne getting off to a hot start here for Windy City. Definitely keeping this game as the Bulls bring the ball up. Lakin is going to drive to the hoop against Hearn. As it said, he's going to pass the ball down low, kicked out by Felicio. Cameron Payne the top for three. No good off the center, off the left side of the rim there. And Kay Felder brings it up for the drive. Gets the ball down to Bryce Johnson. Bryce Johnson, nice spin move on Blakeney and the smaller defender, but just misses that right-handed layup, or right-handed floater, I should say.
That was his bread and butter when he was playing with North Carolina.
Do you think him and O'Sheffield had a few words for the game? Because O'Sheffield was part of that Villanova squad that beat Bryce Johnson on his in his last game as a Tar Heel.
Well, he wasn't a part of that last assist, so if anything, he would have wanted to talk to Archie Diacono.
Yeah, there you go. See, Bryce Johnson misses his first free throw badly as Kay Felder checks back into the game for the drive. And he misses both, so Bryce Johnson not able to capitalize on his opportunity as Cameron Payne brings the ball up, gets a screen from Felicio and drives to the basket, out to Blakeney again for three, but he's not going to pump fake. Felicio then looking for someone to pass. He's going to drive it down with the right hook. No good, but tip back in by Jalen Johnson.
That was a great look by Jalen Johnson to stay underneath the basket to get the tip in and not give up on that play.
Yes, extra second chance points, hustle points, which you need here to win this game as Jamel Morris has the ball, gives it down to Nonoko as he kicks it out to Felder. Felder going to drive to the basket, gets stuck down there. He's going to get called for traveling.
Well, I don't know what he's arguing about. It looked like he went from California to Florida.
Yeah, he definitely,
California to Florida.
Definitely slid there for a while. Jalen Johnson going to inbound the ball for Windy City as it is 14-12 with 7:01 left in the first quarter. Antonio Blakeney bringing the ball up for Windy City, guarded by Kay Felder. Kay Felder gets screened by Felicio. Blakeney steps up, shoots a shot at the top of the elbow. Looked like he kind of got fouled in the back. But
Antonio's
Felder,
begging for one.
Last game, Antonio was not happy with the refereeing, so we'll see if a little change as he guards Hearns with the ball. And then Hearn drives in. Easy layup, no good, but Nonoko with the putback. Landry Nonoko says, get out of my way.
Yeah, the Windy City Bulls need to contest shots like that so that they can't get a second chance point of scoring.
There you go, and Jalen Johnson gonna get the ball over to Brandon Wood as he tried to set up the offense, look for someone to pass to. He's going to take it himself, gets stuck down low, pass out to Felicio on the left elbow. Back down to Jalen Johnson with a nice pump fake and finish for Jalen Johnson.
What a pass by Felicio, the big man coming in with a rocket pass.
Yeah, he had a great look to take his time to pass it to him.
Bryce Johnson squares up a three from the left wing, no good. Rebounded by Antonio Blakeney as he brings it back up for the Bulls. Gets around the defense real quick, shoots it back out to the top of the three-point line for Jalen Johnson, who takes that three, and oh, just in and out for Jalen Johnson. Rebounded by Landry Nonoko, gives it to Kay Felder, who's going to bring it back up for the drive. He's going to take a little step back three from the right wing, no good. Rebounded by Nonoko again, gets the right-handed in, and that's why he is one of the NBA players, I guess you'd say, for this team, for the drive, as he's gone up and down between teams. Jarrell Eddy just back from his Boston 10-day contract back here with the Bulls. Kicks it out to Jalen Johnson for three in the corner. No good again for Jalen Johnson.
You're seeing a lot of threes being taken. It's really early in the game. It doesn't seem all that necessary.
Yeah, because I was talking about that earlier as far as, like, the Bulls.
Kay Felder drives in, is fouled. Looks like a blocking foul.
It's going to be on the floor, I think.
On Felicio. That's two team fouls. Felicio's first. Again, it is 5:05 left in the first. 18-14 Grand Rapids. It's Bryce Johnson gets it over to Hearn. Hearn going to get guarded by Eddie. Fallback, really little fadeaway.
I don't know what else Jarrell Eddie could have done. That was really good defense. Got right up in his face to block, contest that shot.
It's just a good shot by Hearn as Blakeney gets the ball back up the court, back to Jalen Johnson, top of the three-point line. Gets the screen for Brandon Wood at the top of the key jumper. Good for Brandon Wood as he gets his first points of the night and stays hot here for this Windy City Bulls team. As Nonoko gets the ball back to Kay Felder. Looking for something as he's going to look for the screen instead of driving back down. Nonoko with the slam, and he hangs on just to let everybody know what happened. So Nonoko showing some authority here early with two big slams.
The Bulls have to play defense.
Tough screen by Felicio for Blakeney. Blakeney misses again, but good rebound by Felicio for the putback. 22-18 Grand Rapids over Windy City here. Just coming in under 4 minutes. Kay Felder going to look down low for Bryce Johnson. Bryce Johnson, the former Clipper. Nice little right-handed shot there as Michael Mulder and Tyler Harris get ready to check back in for Windy City as Derek Willis and Bronson Koenig get ready to check in for the drive as Windy City brings the ball up court. Felicio trying to drive down, gets fouled by Nonoko.
Going back to Bryce Johnson, he was actually involved in the trade that brought Blake Griffin over to the Detroit Pistons.
Yes, this is Bryce Johnson's first game as a Grand Rapids Drive. I'm sure he'll do time with the Detroit Pistons and this team as he goes up and down between the affiliate of the G League for the Pistons. Brandon Wiggins ready to pass the ball in to Antonio Blakeney, who's going to get guarded by Hearn. Blakeney looking for Felicio at the top of the key. Felicio, a little pump fake, thought about it, shoots it now. Good for Felicio. A little second guess there, but he made the right decision.
Yeah, that was a nice open shot by Felicio to make the play.
He fell, drives down, a little wild pass to Nonoko as he backs down. Felicio in the post with another right-handed as Nonoko continues to stay hot.
Yeah, it seems like he cannot miss.
Yeah, he's just a bigger body down there as Blakeney again, the top of the elbow for Felicio. No good on the jump shot as Hearn brings it back down. Hearn kicks it over to Bronson Koenig. Koenig over to Nonoko again. The shot, that's the way air ball for Nonoko. Probably stay close to the rim for him. A little rhyme there for you guys. We got drive players tripping over each other. Out to Michael Mulder. Missed his three-point shot.
Dude, everyone's slipping on the court right now.
It's icy outside, but maybe it's icy in here as we do have the ice under us as Hearn misses his three-point shot as Blakeney gets the rebound and brings it back up and gets, looks like intentionally fouled almost by Bronson.
Looks like the Bulls are going to call timeout here.
As the Bulls will call timeout, and we will take one as well as you're listening to Windy City Basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
I'm Jalen Johnson, and you're home for Windy City Bulls basketball at sportstownchicago.com.
This is Brad Seymour, president of the Windy City Bulls, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
And we are back here at the Sears Center for Windy City basketball as the Windy City Bulls trail the Grand Rapids Drive 26-20 with just 2 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. So, right as we went to break, Carrington Ward checked in for Windy City, and he's got quite the following right now as his old high school, Lockport High School basketball team is here tonight, so he's got something to play for. And we have a sideline report real quick from Andrew Johnson.
During the game, I heard Coach Kruger saying that he wants them to definitely start crushing the boards, and then during the timeout, he was saying he used to pick a roll on offense.
And there you have it, the sideline report for Andrew Johnson. His play is underway with Tyler Harris driving to the hoop with a good left hand and in. That is his go-to hand, or his natural hand, as you'd say.
Yeah, that is something that the Windy City Bulls have been missing from Tyler Harris. His aggressiveness, him not being afraid to go underneath the basket and score.
Yes, Tyler Harris coming back from that leg injury as he shoots his and one right here. Up and no good. So the drive will bring the ball back up. Looks like you got Speedy Smith. That's a fun name to say for you guys. Speedy Smith coming in for the drive. He kicks it over to Bronson Koenig for three. And good as it rattles around and goes in.
I'm sorry. Do I see Clay Thompson out on the court?
Yeah. Here we go. Brandon Wood as he gets the ball over to the top to Tyler Harris. Kicks it over to Michael Mulder who gets double teamed. Kicks back to Brandon Wood with the open three. Right wing. Good for Brandon Wood.
You know, Brandon Wood saw a defender coming from the left side, and his release was very quick. Got it off in time and swish.
Tom Izzo, product out of Michigan State. Been quite the journeyman in the Euro League as drive to get the ball and drive back over as Daniel Sheffield gets ready to check back in. Willis with the three from the right wing. No good. Looks like rebounded off the hand of Felicio, but back to Speedy Smith. Cross court pass to Koenig as he does a little fake, little head fake. And it looks like I got tipped away with Brandon Wood as Michael Mulder brings it down after the steal. Over to Brandon Wood, wide open three, right wing. And, ooh, just off the back of the rim. Look good from here.
It was in the same spot as last time.
Yep, as Koenig comes up against, looks like, Michael Mulder. And Michael Mulder carrying to the board now, guarding Speedy Smith. They double team him, leaving Willis wide open at the top of the three-point line. No good. Michael Mulder dribbles it back up. Tyler Harris gets the ball back to Brandon Wood as he looks to set up the offense. Looks like a little clear out. Gets it down to Felicio, get him down low against John Horford, younger brother of NBA All-Star and Celtics center Al Horford, as we have a foul on the play. 3 second technical foul against the drive, so that'll be one shot for Brandon Wood. As Daniel Sheffu checks in for the first time tonight for Windy City.
He's gonna bring some physicality that the Bulls need right under the basket.
Definitely. Every team needs a guy with a beard like that on the team.
Hopefully some offensive rebounds can be happening that they need.
He's definitely disruptive down low, and this will be should be a big pickup for Windy City as they inbound the ball. Tyler Harris gets the ball over to Sheffu right away at the top of the key, and people falling over the floor as Brandon Wood takes a stumble as he drives the ball down low. Looks over to Carrington Ward, who pump fakes. Takes the wild shot off to the backboard, no good, as 18 seconds left, as looks like Drive will have the ball for the end of this quarter, 29-26 as they lead. Speedy Smith gonna sit at the logo, dribble it around as he comes around the defense, kicks it, ooh, no good pass. Brandon Wood intercepts with the last seconds left, and he gives it right back. Half-court shot, no good for the Drive. So at the end of the first quarter, it is 29-26, Grand Rapids Drive. And we will take a quick break as we'll be right back here for Windy City Basketball on SportsTownChicago.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Tune in live this week as IIT men's basketball takes on Robert Morris University Peoria Wednesday at 7. The women square off with Andrews University Monday at 7, Robert Morris University Springfield Thursday at 5:30, and the Alma College Scots Saturday at 1. Catch all of your IIT athletics powered by the Scarlet Hawks Network on SportsTownChicago.com.
Hi, I'm Antonio Blakeney, and this is your exclusive home for the Windy City Bulls. SportsTownChicago.com.
And welcome back here to Hoffman Estates as we're at the Sears Center for some more Windy City basketball as they trail the Grand Rapids Drive 29-26. We're just set to kick off the second quarter of action. All right, so as the Windy City brings in Cameron Payne back in the game for Windy City. It's Carrington Ward going to get the ball at the top of the key. Down low to Tyler Harris, who drives in, but is denied as Carrington Ward almost went up and down, it looks like, but he gets fouled. All right. A little sloppy, but they'll take it.
Well, it definitely goes against the other team, so that helps Bulls in that favor.
Yeah.
Wonder if Carrington Ward's pressing a little bit right now because he knows he's in front of his old high school and they're all here to support him. Hopefully he can keep his emotions in check and play a little bit better basketball here. As the ball's passed into Cameron Payne, it gets screened by Tyler Harris. Tyler Harris kicks it over to Michael Mulder. No good.
That was in and out. Yes. That would have been a nice basket if he was able to make the three-point play.
Speedy Smith with the floater and good for the drive.
I can't get used to Speedy Smith. That is so much fun.
Speedy. Speedy Smith again guarding Cameron Payne. So many times I say Speedy Smith today.
I have a cousin whose nickname actually is Speedy.
Is he Speedy? As Tyler Harris misses with the left hand.
Yes, he's pretty fast.
I don't think he's as speedy as Speedy.
Yeah, he's speedy.
Is the ex-Wildcat of Kentucky, Willis. Derek Willis brings it up and is fouled by Tyler Harris. Don't know if that was a shooting foul yet. Looks like they will call it a shooting foul, so he, oh, no. No, they call it a on the court foul.
On the floor.
On the floor foul. Same thing, floor, court. They play on a court, they play on a floor.
On the hardwood.
As Speedy Smith inbounds the ball to Koenig. Koenig shoots from the left wing just inside of the three-point line and makes a tough shot.
I got to tell you, I think that is Klay Thompson. I'm actually convinced now.
Yeah, they kind of got the same haircut. As Cameron Payne brings the ball, gets the screen set by Oshefu and stumbles down as he drives. Fouled by Speedy Smith again. As Antonio Blake and Jarrell Eddy get ready to check in for Windy City as Carrington Ward will come out along with Tyler Harris.
I like how Drudd is taking on more of a swingman role instead of just strictly being a forward. He has excellent range. He is a very good three-point shooter. He brings a lot of versatile offense to this team.
As they get the ball into Cameron Payne, who gets the screen by Oshefu. Oshefu breaks down low, gets the ball back out to Blakeney, and Cameron Payne is going to take a deep three. No good for Cameron Payne. As the ball again with Speedy Smith.
I don't see enough effort in the Bulls going after these rebounds. They're just giving up on the play.
And there's this. Derek Willis missed the three-point shot. Brought back down by Cameron Payne with an open lane to the hoop with the right hand. Ooh, and just good. I thought there was a rim out there for a second. But it's good for the Windy City Bulls as they trail 28-33 with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter of action. Speedy Smith has the ball between the circles, guarded by Michael Mulder. Calling for a screen from John Horford. Horford gives him that screen, kicks it back to Horford, just on the top of the key. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Michael Mulder. Gets it up to Jarrell Eddy, who brings it up for Windy City. Out to Blakeney at the top three-point line. Quick three-point shot for Blakeney, and no good again for Antonio Blakeney as he's looking around, looking for answers of why the ball's not falling right now for him. Speedy Smith with quick three, top of three. No good off the side of the backboard. Yeah. Probably won't be taking that one again.
Didn't even hit the rim at all.
We've seen a couple bad shots in a row from both teams.
As Antonio Blakeney kicks it back to Oshefu, who loses it while driving down low. Speedy Smith again with it. Seems to have his hand all over the ball tonight. And Bronson Koenig, another three.
It's Klay Thompson, I'm telling you. It's Klay Thompson.
Right now he is on fire as he now has... Well, I saw the points on the stat board. They changed it. Perfect timing, guys. As they get back to action, as he has 8 points now, but I think he's perfect from the field. As they double-team Cameron Payne in the right wing, as he finds it out to Michael Mulder, pass to Oshefu, who tries to alley-oop it, but no go with the one-handed slam. And Speedy Smith brings the ball back up for it. A wide-open hole to the basket as an easy layup. Because to get any easier than that for a player, as Windy City... Not happy with their play. They will take a timeout, and so will we here with 8 minutes 45 seconds left in the second quarter here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Hi,
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears
on SportsTownChicago.com.
And we are back here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates as the Windy City Bulls trail 38-28 with 8:45 left in the second quarter as they get ready to inbound the ball as Cameron Payton's going to bring it up for Windy City. Hopefully they can get this game turned around as they trail by 10 early. Oshefu's going to get the ball just outside of the post. Cameron Payton gets screened by Oshefu. Take the shot, but denied by Derek Wilson.
I was trying to collect his change over on that block there.
Yeah, he kind of came out of nowhere as Cameron Payne did not see him as he came over on his right side after Cameron Payne was taking that shot and just sent that ball out of bounds. They find Michael Mulder deep down low again, blocked by John Horford as Bronson brings it up quickly and and just missed the dunk. I thought he was going to send that one down as Marcus Simmons goes in for the emphatic dunk but is denied by the rim, I believe. As a complete squad substitution here is Bryce Johnson, Hearn, Nanoko, and Felder all getting ready to set the check back in for Speedy Smith, Derek Willis, so I can no longer stay Speedy Smith.
Well, I know that the Windy City Bulls need to get stops. They really need to get stops and make shots so that they can catch up in this game and win it.
Simmons misses his first free throw of the game. Going for number two. That one is good for Simmons as the score is 39-28 with 8:25 here to go in the second quarter with Drive having the advantage. So Sheffu looking as he gets it to Cameron Payne who kicks it over to the left wing, or now the right wing to Michael Mulder who goes black out to Blakeney at the top of the three-point line. And Cameron Payne's on a drive to the hoop with the left. No good. Rebounded by Bryce Johnson. Brought back up by Kay Felder, who takes the quick three. And good for Kay Felder.
No, I really bet you the Bulls missed that of Kay. Just able to walk right up into a jump shot and drill it from anywhere on the court.
Yeah.
Antonio Blakeney gets started to set up the offense. Looks for a high screen from Daniel Oshefu. Chef, who gets the ball back as he drives down and kicks the ball off his own foot. Ball is still bouncing around the floor, picked up by Kate Felder over to Bronson Koenig in the corner, and it is no good, but rebounded by Nanoko. Nanoko kicks it back out to Simmons. Simmons thought about the three, but gets down to Bryce Johnson and gets blocked as he goes in for the slam. Oh, Chef, who says, get out of here, as his ball is brought back up by Blakeney. Gives it back to Chef, who kicks it over to Terrell Eddy for three, and good. Good series of plays there for Windy City.
Yes, that was great for Sheffu to get the block and the three-pointer Jarrell Eddy.
Jarrell Eddy, yes.
It happened so fast. I have to catch up.
As Kate Felder gets the ball over to the hot man on the court tonight, Bronson Koenig, the ex-Wisconsin Badger. Bryce Johnson going to looks for the ball down pass, down low to Nanoko, guarded by the smaller Jarrell Eddy, and fouled.
I mean, there's not much Jarrell could have done in that situation.
No, it's way bigger body down there.
Oh, my God. There's no competition. No, I'm glad he put a body on him. He's showing some effort. But yeah. At the end of the day, he's going to win that. Simmons was going to win that either way.
And Reggie Hearn set the check in for Bronson. First free throw by Nonoko, no good. And Brandon Wood, Jalen Johnson, and Cristiano Felicio come back in for Windy City. So we are just about a little under 7 minutes into the second quarter as Nonoko makes his second free throw as Windy City trails now 43-31. As Antonio Blakeney brings the ball up, gets it to Jarrell Eddy. Jarrell Eddy gets it back, gets the screen by Felicio. Blakeney going to drive the ball down low by himself. The little floater off the backboard. Good for Antonio Blakeney. Beautiful move.
These Bulls players really got to start getting to the rim, getting some points. They're taking a lot of three-pointers that should not be taken.
Yes. Kay Felder going to get the ball up to Nonoko. And a quick three for Kay Felder as he off the front of the rim, but the ball kicked back out. Nonoko gets his own, gets the rebound. Sets the screen now for Simmons. He shoots the three from the left wing, and it's good for Marcus Simmons, the USC product.
Gonna go out and block that.
Antonio Blakeney gonna bring it up by himself. Kicks it out to Jalen Johnson, swings it around, top of the three-point line, floater for Brandon Wood. No good, rebounded by Nonoko. And Bryce Johnson gets it up, quick pass up to Hearn.
Who's going to take a three right up top and drill it?
Big man stepping outside.
Yeah, with no Bulls in his face to contest the shot, that is what the Bulls need not to do. They need to really contest these shots and make easy plays.
Couldn't agree more, Anna. As Antonio Blakeney misses his patented floater, usually makes those. He takes about 10 of those a game and makes about 8 of them. So as Hearn brings the ball, gets it over to Felder. Felder guarded by Blakeney in the running jump shot by Kay Felder. Good.
Right in his face. Oh, my goodness.
Kay Felder, 5'8". Antonio Blakeney, 6'3", 6'4". And he just rose up over and made it as Blakeney now brings it up by himself. Gets it to Jalen Johnson over to Brandon Wood. And on the right wing, Brandon Wood looking to pass the ball over to Felicio just outside of the right elbow. Jalen Johnson going to back down. Bryce Johnson, quick move. And good for Jalen Johnson. Good right hand.
Yeah, this is what the Windy City Bulls need to do. Get the big man underneath the basket to make the easy shots.
For Jalen Johnson to stay, most of the game is under the basket. As he's down, Bryce Johnson brings it right back at Jalen Johnson, but no good as the big man Felicio going to lug it up, playing point guard for a second. Kicks it over to Antonio Blakeney in the corner for three. No good again by Antonio Blakeney as he continues to stay cold. Marcus Simmons looking to run the offense now. For the drive, gets to the top of the three-point line. Bryce Johnson thought about it, takes it. No good. He probably should have thought again before taking that one. As Brandon Wood now brings it up past the timeline for Windy City on the far left side. Gets it down to Felicia. Jalen Johnson kicks it over to the right wing. Jarrell Eddy for three. Jarrell Eddy.
Jarrell Eddy's got one of the fast releases I've ever seen of anybody play in the game of basketball.
Yeah, and that was like a quick look by Jalen Johnson to even dish it out to him for that three-pointer.
Kay Felder drives under the basket, kicks it off the feet. Going to be a kick ball unintentionally by Felicio as he throws the ball off the other backboard.
Looks like he's playing a little bit of dodgeball there.
Be some commotion about the sub-in right now as Jamel Morris checks in for Marcus Simmons. Jamel Morris out of Fairmont State University.
Looks like the ref got a little ticked off with Cristiano Felicio for playing dodgeball with the backboard.
Probably going to give him a delay of game in today's NBA. As Bryce Johnson going to pass it over to Hearn. Hearn looking for a foul as he drives. No good as Brandon Wood on the breakaway against Felder, and it's good for Brandon Wood.
That was right but off a the quick, backboard.
Quick pass up to Hearn, denied by Cristiano Felicio. It's Kay Felder kicked the ball up quick to Hearn. Hearn thought he had an easy layup, but Felicio with that LeBron James-esque block off the backboard.
See, yeah. Felicio doesn't have to throw the ball off the backboard. All he's got to do is run right up and smack it off the
exactly.
backboard.
Exactly.
So Reggie Hearn will think twice next time for going up soft. As Brandon Wood gets the ball, the top three-point line over to Blakeney on the right wing. As he gets down to Jalen Johnson. Felicio, the big man, 4-3, left wing, way off. And Fowler going to get over to Reggie Hearn. As Hearn now looks to shoot from the left elbow and no good, but rebounded. Nobody in the facility or area for the rebound as an easy putback for Jamel Morris.
No, you're right. Nobody in the facility went for that rebound.
Yeah, guys, nobody. Yeah. As the ball just went right back into his hands, but Felicio, good pass down low to Darrell Eddy for the easy two-point basket. It is now 51-42 with 2:47 to go in the second quarter as Windy City trails the drive. As Nanoko looks for the ball against Felicio, they're going to take it all the way down by himself, and they're going to call a blocking foul.
Well, they knocked two Bulls players over. I don't know if that...
Talk about killing two birds with one stone right there. As the drive looked like they'll take a timeout, and so will we here as Windy City trailing 51-42 with 2:33 to go in the second here on SportsTownChicago.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
SportsTownChicago.com.
And we are back here at the Sears Center for Windy City Bulls basketball as they trail 51-42 here with just a little over 2:30 left to go in the half. Windy City is going to need to limit the turnovers and quite frankly, get some rebounds as they've been lackadaisical down low, giving up easy rebounds, easy putbacks to the drive.
I definitely agree. They got to be more physical. Going back to the, it comes down to doing the fundamentals and doing it all throughout the game. There's too much laziness going on right now for these Bulls.
So the drive get the ball now is Kay Felder, who's been a thorn in the Bulls' side today. Looking to make a statement against next team as he gets right wing three for again. Quick three for Kay Felder. No good, but he can tell he's confident right now. Antonio Blakeney brings the ball up past the timeline. And Darrell Eddy gets the ball on the left wing as he looks around for someone. And he gets over to Brandon Wood as Felicio sets a screen for Blakeney cutting to the basket. But Brandon Wood's going to take that drive. Felicio from the elbow. No good for Felicio. Got to make that jump shot. As Kay Felder now looking around as he gets a screen from Nanoko. Again, just jumps up, puts a right side elbow shot for Kay Felder is good as he continues to fill it up as he now has 12 points here in the first half as we come up on 1:30 left to go in the first. Antonio Blakeney drives for the alley-oop to Felicio. No good, tipped around, rebounded by Kay Felder, kicks up to Morris. Morris looks around, drives to the basket with the right hand, good, and one for Jamel Morris.
The Bulls are playing sloppy basketball. They're not being aggressive enough. They're letting the Grand Rapids drive get to underneath the basket, make easy plays, even letting Kay Felder do too much on their court.
I don't know if it's the Bulls letting them get in there, but it definitely looks like the drive are just having another day at the playground.
Looks like the drive had more drive to win this game as Bryce Johnson gets the rebound off the missed free throw, and good for Bryce Johnson as he makes that at about the free throw line.
And just like that, the drive have a 15-point lead.
Yeah, very sloppy basketball right now for Windy City as Blakeney gets screened from Felicio at the top three-point line, kicks out to Darrell Eddy for three. And the bright spot of the night for Windy City is Darrell Eddy as he makes another three-pointer.
He and Blakeney are the only ones that should be shooting threes right now.
So Jarrell Eddie now stays hot, and that's 11 points of the night. Morris looks to drives into the basket with the left hand, denied by Cristiano Felicio. Kicked out, Eddie brings it back up. Blakeney drives in, no good, but fouled by Antonio Blakeney as he took the ball up court, drove in the left side and gets fouled, but he will take two free throws.
Yeah, maybe these two free throw points shots. These two free throw shots can get him warmed up and get him making basket.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's nice for a player, even no matter how they do, to get that ball to see it go in the net.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they need, and hopefully this will get him back on track as he struggled tonight, which we're definitely not used to seeing because he is the G League's leading scorer. He makes one of two free throws as Bryce Johnson kicks it way back up quick to Morris, but as he kicks it back out, three, no good, but rebounded again by the drive down low. But Felicio says no again. But it'll be drive ball, but Felicio with good defense as he stopped.
Oh, Jarrell Eddie's down.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it looked like he was hit in the face a little bit, his jaw. He's grabbing his jaw a little bit.
Yeah, he's cupping his face a little bit here.
But he's a hockey player. He'll walk it off and stay in, right?
Hockey? Well, we're in the wrong arena for that
now. They do play hockey. We are on ice right now. As an air ball by Morris out of the right corner, tipped around Hearn on the ground, gets the ball to Nanoko. Nanoko's going to drive it in and get fouled as he goes up with his right hand. He will shoot two free throws, and it's not a bad guy to have on the line right now as Nanoko shooting 74.7%, but tonight he's just shooting 50.
Yeah, the Grand Rapids are out hustling these Windy City Bulls right now. They're even when they miss the shots, they're still going underneath, diving, just playing like they really want to win. And that's what I know that the Windy City Bulls need to do to get back in this game is to be more aggressive, playing defense, getting offensive rebounds. They need to just wake up.
At the Nanoko, his second free throw, it is good. A little fun fact about the Nanoko, he is Luke Mbamute's cousin, NBA player.
Really?
You know, yes,
wow.
He is. There you go, a little fun fact. I always give you guys fun fact once a night. There you go, that's it.
That's fine.
That's it.
Can't wait for Fridays.
There you go. I'll think of something for the Canton Chargers. Windy City's next game, of course, as Blake just said, is against the Canton Charge here at the Sears Center at 7 o'clock. So come out and watch some Windy City action as Antonio Blakeney drives to the basket with the right hand. No good, but tipped in by Felicio.
Great hustle. That's exactly what the Bulls are going to need. And it looks like someone's getting technical.
And it's technical.
Oh, my goodness.
Against Antonio Blakeney, who he had one last time we were home. So hopefully he can get his emotions under control as he does play with his heart on his sleeve.
And like you said, we got to kind of get him going here. He's the G League's leading scorer. It's been kind of quiet for tonight. He only has 2 points on the night so far. Actually, because he just made one, two. He's got 3 points on the night.
So, yeah, Antonio Blakeney's struggling, shooting just 1 for 8 as we come to an end here on the second quarter. So that's the end of the half. Windy City trailing 59-48 as Grand Rapids heads into the locker room with the lead. And we will take a quick break for halftime. I'm Joey Alexander, Blake Galvin, and Stan Beck. We'll be right back here on SportsTownChicago.com.